Alfalfa that's looking a little peaked may need a meal of sulfur. The mineral will help boost yields and fight weeds. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Alfalfa needs sulfur to grow. Before the 1990s, the source of sulfur came from acid rain. When environmental regulations kicked in, the sulfur supply began disappearing. This means hay producers now need to add sulfur in their fertilizer application to maintain or increase yields. Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin. He says alfalfa takes up sulfur as sulfate, converts it into amino acids, and then into important proteins.
Without the sulfur, the plants tend to be stunted and they tend to appear yellow in the field if we have a severe deficiency because they can't grow, and then they're also not fixing enough nitrogen from the air. The combination of factors means that sulfur deficient plants, they're lower yielding and they are not as competitive against weeds.
Undersander says the sulfur application rate is about 5 pounds per ton of dry matter removed, and he recommends applying it twice a year.
Once after first cutting, and then again in the fall. After first cutting, we could put on 25 or 30 pounds of sulfur, and then with the fall application of potassium, we could put on the remainder that we need to have based on the yield that we got during the year.
The most common source of sulfur is in a sulfate form, such as potassium sulfate, ammonium sulfate, or gypsum, which is a calcium sulfate. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about how sulfur can help your alfalfa yields at agriculture.com.